Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, how's that for a kickoff, guys? We are celebrating Friday, I think the 15th of June, halfway through the month. We're already really just rolling along. I have to tell you, we've got a full dashboard of guests coming on the show today. This is exciting. I got to keep pushing so I can have everybody's phone, including Captain Len Kane, so his phone will go active. There we go. Good morning, sir. We're reporting for duty.
Great to be with you, my friend. God bless you, Mr. Joel Gripping. It says his birthday today. Well, it's the anniversary. But we'll talk more about that. But God bless you, my friend. We're here. We're ready to rock and roll. Take good care, and we'll have a great show for the people who are listening here, there, and everywhere. Thank you, sir.
Well, Len,
press on.
Len, we got a bunch of people on the call today, and I'm sitting here in my living room, and, of course, you, when you were in town, you got to spend some time with Jim Wilkins, and better known as Queen, and Victoria, and the kids, the twins, and your daughter, not your daughter, your granddaughter. Saleha was there. You know, I know you had an eye for her. She's a pretty young lady. So we had such a great time, and then we went out there for wings out there to the original Anchor Bar, a satellite, and we had a great lunch together. And you and Ann and the gals and Rick and Brenda Reese. I mean, it was just a great time together. And we're still celebrating that Memorial Day weekend. We're carrying the theme that you shared on that wonderful day, a day of overcoming the grief and the hurt and the sorrow of lost lives due to obviously, the battle within organizations caused with the post-traumatic syndrome soldiers and women that have passed, and the 7,300 that died in the last year that we the Boy Scouts recognized with the 7,300 flags that they placed. So Kim's here today. Linda and Kim went shopping for the garden today, Len. So we're going to have a real pretty garden and some vegetables, and it's going to be really cool at our house. So the next time you come, it's going to be, we'll have harvest time, okay?
We're with you all the way, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. You're going to be just surprised and benefited from all the wonderful things that are happening with the Hope Collection and the Mr. Ron Clayton doing his magic, and we'll talk to you all about the Memorial Day weekend in New York area. Just super duper. And then just have a paper and a pencil or a pen handy to take advantage of all the opportunities. And it's going to be benefiting for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity. And by the way, I always usually start the shows off with the business. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not selling anything. We've been doing this charity work for more than a half of a century, and we're all non-paid volunteers. So take advantage of all the goodness that we have been sharing. It's a kindness campaign nationwide and worldwide that's going to benefit you and everybody in your family, friends and neighbors. It goes on and on. And Mr. Ron Clayton is the host. He's a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity and one of the leading gentlemen in the country and the world. So back over to you, Ron, and I'm here to help in any way that I can.
My guess is you're going to get a coffee break right now. Am I correct about that?
Well, I have a little coffee here I'm sipping on.
There you go.
Keep my voice clear and clean. How about that?
That's wonderful. We're so glad that you're able to be and make the show today. We just made it home. We were over at the nursery getting all the plants. Then we took them on time that we had allotted for it, and we got the job done. So pretty soon, before you know it, we're going to be having some bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches. We'll use turkey bacon for our friend who prefers to have turkey versus ham. So we adopt to be able to help other people that have adopt. We adopt her, too. We adopted her as a new aunt. And
bought lettuce and tomatoes.
There we go.
We didn't buy ham or bacon.
I mean, excuse me, I was swallowing an energy drink, and my throat went alive here. So, guys, I hope today will bring to you some interesting and new views. I mean, since this is, considered right now, we're opening summer really across the country. We've had some weather issues today, and so there's some people that we have to be in prayer for to lift them up. I know I saw one town. They showed it this morning. Everything was totally leveled, and there wasn't one building standing, and yet they didn't lose one life. We want to praise God for that, because, when there's a tornado, many, many times we lose friends and loved ones. So today we can replace all the stuff, but we can't replace the loved ones. So that's a good thing. This past week, there's been a number of exciting things that are going on with the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society, and they all are spinoffs of the work that was done to put the program on Memorial Day here in Buffalo. That was the culmination of 7 years of effort by many people that helped bring different points to the organizations, and it was a miracle that it was able to put together in a month and a half. And we were able to acquire the presence to have Captain Len Cain, the original Top Gun, five-time nominee for a Nobel Peace Prize. Buffalo has never had that great of an outstanding individual who has been so decorated and so encouraged to be such a leader who his heart runs in front of him. And I got to tell you, that's one aspect of him that's probably, it is the greatest one, because that's the one why he's been so recognized. But there was a time when Len Cain was leaving from a little school down in Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania. His father was a coal mine. And Len decided the best thing he could do is help his family was join the service. And he left. I'll let him tell the rest of the story about that. But when he got there, they tested him, and they said, your officer's qualified here. So they turned around, and they moved him over into training to become a pilot. Not only did he become a pilot, he became the best pilot in the world. Not just in California, not just in the United States, in the world. And what he did is he trained. Have you ever heard of the Blue Angels? Well, they had to learn from an instructor. And who they had to learn to was somebody who knew how to fly planes in a precision manner. And Blue Angels, everybody I think would agree that that is precision. So he did that in Europe, and then he came back to the States, and he was still an instructor. And so then he retired, and then he became an instructor for an airline. You might have heard of it. It became Southwest Airlines. So the number one original trainer for Southwest Airlines was Captain Len Cain. And then he decided he needed to move on in the world, and him and Ann started the Golden Rule Society. What's so important about that is today, if you hear on the news every night, there's these newscasters, and they're all talking, how can we make, some of them are talking about making things better. Some of them are trying to make it worse, and they don't care. But the ones that care are all fine. What can we do to make it better? They're asking the question. And here we have running the phone today, and everybody on the call. I mean, there's a pile of people here today. If you have a question for Captain Len, why don't you just say hello to Captain Len. Any kind of questions you want to ask him about how he believes we can make a difference in helping to make it a better world. So if you got that question, I'll quiet up now. And if you'd like to step up to the microphones, they're all open. So if you'd like to ask a question or share a thought, why don't you step up and pull the mic and do that.
Well, I truly would like to say good afternoon to everyone. Ron, Linda, the crew, Rick, Brenda, Country Boy, Mary, Lynn, Ugly, just everyone. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Lynn Kane, a five-time nominee, Golden
Nobel Peace Prize. Well, we're waiting for that, my dear. Thank you kindly for the for the nice comments. God bless you.
Well, let me hurry up and do some repenting right now. Because let me say to the people out here, I was invited on the 2nd of June to participate on this call with this fine gentleman right here. And you do not know how I was rushing this Friday so that I can come on here and give Mr. Lynn Kane all this love back to him that he left to all of us. Let me say quickly, because right now I could take the whole show because it's just that much to talk about. Here comes this wonderful couple, Mr. and Mrs. Ron and Linda, and putting together and helping assist Buffalo, New York to represent the veterans here, to honor them, to show their families love, and to be called on assignment to be a part of this mission was more than I can even dream of going towards this path that I'm doing in this community. I want to let everyone know that Mr. Lynn Kane is a gem. He's a jewel. He's my friend. I'm his friend. He organized the Golden Rule Society Foundation. He always inviting everyone to go to the site, receive the free gifts, see what he's about. Let me tell everyone something today. We're going to need you to go to that. We're going
to
need you to go to that site. Because Mr. Kane has put together, held on, and shared something so wonderful. Like, unless you go to the site, I'm just talking. And I'm not, like he said, he's not selling anything. We're not selling anything. This is what anyone that's in just any type of walk of life, whatever it is, the Golden Rule Society has organized and laid out a platform for human beings, not just a group of people, but for human beings. And I'm going to pass the mic because I know I'm going to get to jump back in and give them some more love, but this is genuine. I had some men, city workers come to my house yesterday and they put down some tar on the driveway. Listen, I'm outside screaming, guess what? Were you at the memorial? Lynn Kane was here. And they were like, really? Oh, I said, you don't know him? You don't know Top Gun? Yes, we do. I ran in the house and got a picture, a photograph. I said, look, this, my friend, if you could have seen the reaction that I received bragging on my new friend, I'm going to do it again and again. But they were more than happy to give me a few minutes to express the kindness and the hope campaigns that's out here for the people and how we're looking to uplift. And I asked them before they left, I said, what's my address? And they said 47. I said, 47 what? He said, Hillside. I said, and what they call me? He said, they call me Queen. I said, and what are we doing? He said, you're bringing hope and joy. I mean, we had such a good time. Saleya's on the line. I made her get up and come outside and witness this outside, and the subject was you, sir. So I want to thank you, and I really want to thank you for being there for us, for letting them know that you are here for them. And he's telling the truth, but how would you know unless you go to his site, to the Hope Foundation site? These are entities that everyone should be in. So I'm going to pass the mic. I love you, Mr. Lynn Kane, and I'm here to just show enough honor you today, sir.
Oh, God bless you, Mary. You're just a wonderful person. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Len Kane again, and what I want to do is share with you the items that are going to help make you more successful in life, better in all the things that you're doing. And it's very simple. We're invited to visit our website, which is very simple, and I ask that you had a piece of paper and a pen handy. But it's simple. You just go down. It's www.goldenrulesociety.org. O-R-G. Now, Golden Rule Society, that's all one word. Don't have any spaces in there. But when you get to the website, you're going to find successful items that have just been... Like I said, we've been doing this business. The end of this month, it'll be 51 years ago that we started, with all the awards and the recognitions and the help that they have done to people. And right now we're involved in a wonderful program called the Kindness Campaign. And I might as well tell you where it started. On the first, I should say, on the 10th, minute of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2022, we launched the Golden Rule Society's Kindness Campaign, which goes like this. With hope and kindness and truth in your heart, for joy and peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And boy, that you'll be living the good Lord's very best commandment, where he said, share the love that I give you with others. When you get to the website, again, and everybody who's on the telephone, if you would press on your card the so that it's not picking up the background noise. So you can just hear without interrupting other people who might be speaking. Thank you very much for that. But anyway, when you get there, first thing you want to see is this is Hope for You. This is the organization that's run by Mr. Ron Clayton, and he was the vice president under a gentleman called Mr. Joel Griffin. And this guy, Joel Griffin, what a wonderful man he was. And sadly, we're honoring him because he passed away 2 years ago. Cancer got him, but he was such a brilliant man. He went to school, to college with my high school football coach. And I didn't get to meet Mr. Joel Griffin until years later. But by the way, he's a brilliant man. He was a doctorate in mathematics. He was a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America. Can you imagine having that? Three presidents wanted him there, keeping him going and keeping the country successful in many, many ways. And he deserves all the credit because he had a wonderful personality, a smile, handsome, always fun-loving, good Christian man. Anyway, that was him. Joel Griffin was his name, and we're honoring him and saying prayers for him because 2 years ago the cancer got him. But back to the good point. When you get there, you're going to go to Hope for You. you open up and say, hey, there it is. Why, look at that. Hope. And what it means is there's an enormous amount of opportunities for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity. So you can share that with them. Because, again, membership in the Golden Rule Society is free. It always has been. And, again, we're not selling anything, but we're giving you the opportunity to be more successful. And that's where we do it. And it goes on. Because not only do we have hope for you, we have another program that's right on there, and you just click on it. And let me tell you how simple that is. It's called Success for You. Well, who doesn't want to be successful? And what it is, we're giving you educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for people of all ages, not just kids or grown-ups, anybody, because that's what it's all about. That's why we're here, to make it a success for you. And you ought to do that. You owe it to yourself, because here's the logic. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're probably going to be more successful in your life. And then why not give it a try? One thing that they focus on is the educational aspect, where you're going to be more successful in life's opportunities. You're going to go along, and not only just in your life, living a wonderful life with the family, friends, and neighbors, but you're also going to have a better success in business. So that pretty much covers all of it. But you'll be more successful, if obviously, because it's just logical, because these are successful people, and they're giving you their good ideas and successful things, and you're going to be more successful. How can you turn that down? Why don't you share that with your family, friends, and neighbors, church, charity? I keep going on with that. That's what we're doing. And
hey, Lynn.
We got a little information about the Nobel Peace Prize. 5 nominations. And I was a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and joined as a Navy. On the way out, my mother was saying, when I was leaving for boot camp, she said, Len, remember this. She said, wherever you go, whatever you do, you remember it. Be kind to everybody you meet, whether you just meet them and they're friends with them and all that sort of stuff, but just be kind. And those words, be kind, are in my heart and my mind and my soul. And it came right from my mother, and I've been living those good guidance all of my life. And talk about success. Wow, coal miner's kid, delivering the newspaper for when my father was injured in a coal mine. For 3 years, he couldn't work because he couldn't get his arm working. So I delivered the newspapers for the Scranton Times. And I delivered about 100 papers a day, and I got paid a penny a paper. And that means I earned $1 a day, $30 a month, which paid the rent in our home for 3 years. And I was 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, and paid the rent for 3 years as a kid. Anyway, I'm not bragging, but that's just the truth, and we do get to be kind. And all but that you. That's the kindness campaign. So I'll just go, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee. But these are just the teaser. I've got more for you to do and to be successful and to share, because that's what we're here, to keep making it a better world. What a nice goal that is, don't you think? So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, and why don't I sip, and we'll keep the memory going.
I'll intercept that mic. Lynn, I'll intercept that mic if you don't care. You're talking about all these blessings. I've been over here praying the whole time for a double portion, if you don't mind. I don't want to sound greedy or nothing. How you doing today, sir?
Mr. Brad Dorsey, good to hear your voice. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Brad Dorsey. He's one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, and deservedly so. He has just done so many wonderful things helping people, helping to make it a better world. Mr. Brad Dorsey, take it. Let us know what you're doing. Tell us all the good things you're involved in that everybody can be a part of and benefit from your efforts. Take it away, Mr. Brad Dorsey.
Well, look, sir, first of all, I just want to set the record straight. Joel was my mentor for 20-something years also. So we want to let you know right up front that we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, 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 and you. And, Lynn, you're talking, but people still don't realize who you really are, Lynn. They think Top Gun was Tom Cruise. The best fighter pilot in the world, you're hearing his voice right now. His name wasn't Tom Cruise. His name was Lynn Kane. Lynn, I don't know. I don't believe all the rumors I hear, but they said you float around the world enough to go to the moon and back about 6 or 7 times. Lynn, if I ever got that high, well, I've been high before, but not that high. If I ever got that high, Lynn, I don't think I'd ever want to come down. If I could get that close to God at Mach 1, flying at the speed of light, no, man. Talking about letting your little light shine, nobody understands that when you won the International Humanitarian Man of the Year Award, Lynn, you can't nominate yourself. You have to do some work, man, and let other people speak for you. I remember my grandmama said, baby, if you're good at something, you don't have to boast and brag. Other people will talk about you for you. You heard Queen saying earlier, we could spend the whole show, Lynn, just talking about your accolades and the things that you've done in 50 years. I don't want to make you sound old as our father of faith. Just like Joel stood up in his bed, too, and said, Death, wait a minute. I ain't ready to die. I got work to do. He did set down a hard core foundation with 8 major pillars. But Lynn, when he made one of the smartest moves that he ever made during his career was partnering with you, Golden Rule Society. You already told people that we have something called the Kindness Campaign. Ron loves it when I say we don't really care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We want you to be kind. It doesn't cost you anything, and we always tell people to keep practicing doing it before other people do it to you, because when you give kindness away, Lynn, eventually we'll come right back to you. Then you mentioned our president, Joel Griffin, after he went to a better place, passed the baton on to Ron Clayton, our new president. I'm going to say that one more time. I like that word. New. Yeah. President. With the same vision, with the same goals, and because Mary Stanley showed up with her little angel wings, the Hope Foundation is on steroids, for lack of better terms. We're broadcasting in 90-something countries and 60-something different languages. Shout out, Joel Griffin, sir. We love you. Now, when it came down to it, Lynn, you got the kindness campaign, and now Ron Clayton is heading up Hope for you. But we're calling people out. They'll even let people like me get involved. Lynn, down here in the dirty South where I'm from, we don't mind getting dirty with you. My grandmama told me it's a blessing to be a blessing. I think I heard Shakespeare wrote it, but he passed it on to Hamlet, and Hamlet paid it forward. To be or not to be? Is that the question, or is that the answer to the question? Are you to be a blessing? So when I said we have no hidden agendas and hidden motives, Joel told us to go ahead and collect the best of the best. So that's what we've done, Lynn. You're way out there in California. Ron is way up in New York. Mary's way over in Minnesota, and here I am way down here in the South. So we've cleverly taken the best of the best from the North, the South, the East, and the West, and we'll allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. Oh, I forgot to tell you, anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. So we're calling you guys out, regardless on what part of the world you're recalling in from or logging in from. We want you. We calling you out. We want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl to come together to help make for a better world. Lynn, you know I started it calling One Nation Under Love.
Thanks, country boy.
And the last little part, we want you just to know one more thing. We're talking about different people from different walks, from different parts of the world. We know that we are serving one major common interest, our Father. We're about our Father's business.
Definitely,
we want everybody to be connected to what – somebody want to say something?
Okay. Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah, we have other people trying to say, well, thank you for your comments because, you know, yes, definitely all the accolades for Captain Kane are perfect. But I know there's other people on the phone, too, because we have a very full roster today. Does anyone else want to say hello?
Hi, yes. Can I be heard? May I be heard?
Yes, please do.
Victoria.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, beautiful. I just wanted to quickly come in because I was on the three-way and I was listening in. And I was so happy that I could be a part in attendance today on Friday for our beautiful friend, Mr. Lynn Kane, Captain Lynn Kane, who I had the pleasure of meeting with Auntie, and all of us were together. We had a wonderful time celebrating the veterans. We got to meet some pretty beautiful people from all walks of life being down there at the arena. I got to see the ships. I got to see some submarines, which I was so excited. I had so many pictures on my phone. I have just got a chance to experience, you know, being like Captain Lynn Kane just mentioned, being around successful people. And it made me feel good about myself. It made me feel like I can continue. It gave me a lot of ammunition. You know, to just keep on going. I love you guys. You are considered my family now. And I know I say that all the time because I mean it. And it was just so much, so many memories. We walked on the boardwalk with Uncle Reese, Rick Reese, and Aunt Brenda. I know I call your uncle and aunt because they're my family. And we had such a wonderful time. And, you know, even though, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it, you know, from the grace of Yahweh, he allowed me to come. When I got here, you know, because I had to go bury my brother in Philadelphia, I was looking at Queen. She was like, well, you know, we have to get ready for tomorrow. And I was like, so my mind was all over the place. I said, what's tomorrow? She said, we'll be down there with the veterans. Uncle Rob. I said, oh, my God, I made it? Because I thought I totally missed everything because of all the things I was going through.
It was
and
a power of prayer
but, you know,
we made you home.
And I made it to be amongst great people and learning and having a good time. You know, I didn't know success was this fun. Well, I knew, but I know what I know now. It's just so much fun. We have Aunt Linda and Uncle Ron. They had a little barbecue. We got to meet. I had the chance to meet the beautiful Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and my daughter Paradise and my twins Yahweh Ben Yahweh. They ran around, and I mean they had such a marvelous time. And that's where I got a chance to first. That's when I first was introduced to Captain Lynn Kane, five-time Nobel Peace Prize winner. And he was just such a delight. He was such a gentleman, and he's very calm in spirit. And him and his wife are just so beautiful. And then we had got another time to be in their presence at a dinner. And we just had a good time. And, again, I will share this information for as long as I live and pass it down as we were instructed, because that's what it's all about. Success passes success down. I want to share something really quickly, then I'll pass the mic because I'm just so excited. I just wanted to share that quote Captain Lynn Kane had said, as far as, you know, being around successful people will make you successful. And I was having a conversation the other day. I can't remember with who, but I was just saying how, actually I do. It was with my twin's uncle, and he's in the music business. And I was just telling him that I'm learning more and more as I get older that success and being rich and being wealthy is not paper, it's not card, it's a mindset. And I just wanted to share that, and it's so powerful because if more people knew in this world, in this society, that success and wealth has nothing to do with a literal, but it's actually a mindset, and I believe that's what Yahweh, he just continues on teaching us. And, you know, that's why we have to be humble, we have to be kind, and we have to always, always encourage hope within our children and our families. I go on and on, but I just want to say that. That is so powerful to me. I'm going to sit here and think about that again, because I shared that with him, and he shook his head. He's like, you know what, that's right, you know, because it's so true when you know that you're not chasing money or chasing a dream, but you're visualizing it, you gave it to the Creator himself, and He's going to put it in your path if it's meant for you. And again, I just want to edify everybody, and I just want to thank you for letting me come in. I'm so glad I was invited to come in today. Thank you, and bless you all.
Oh, I'm so glad, Victoria. I'm so glad. You know, what's so true is that the wealth and abundant life doesn't always mean cash in the bank or cash in your pocket. It means the people that you associate with, the friends that you have, and the knowledge that we get from each other. And that's why, you know, talking to Captain Kane is and his lovely, lovely wife, Anne, it's so true, because they can just, the knowledge that they have and the, you know, the bountiful experiences that they've had. So thank you, for Victoria, for those kind words. I'm going to turn the phone over to Ron. Here comes Ron.
What a wonderful
There you go.
Customer.
Thank you very much there, Mary. Wonderful stuff. And Ron, do you have some good guidance for us? Because I've got some nice things happening that I'd like to share. But to turn it over to you, Mr. Ron Clayton.
Well, I'll tell you what we're looking forward to is we have a number of programs that different members of the Hope Collection have the ability to share opportunities with others. And we're not so much trying to build each other, but we're trying to build each other up. But what we do is when you have the ability to touch someone's life and be a part of guiding them and being part of a system and giving them the tools to help them get to where they want to go. Everybody has some place they want to go. So if you have tools that have been blessed, given to you, then our goal is to help you and maximize and make the impact with others. It's great that we can talk every day amongst ourselves and share and build each other up. By the way, that's biblical. We're supposed to do that. But at the same time, we got to go out and walk out. And you know what? Jesus sent all the disciples. He said, go. He didn't say stay in your neighborhood. Hey, yes, there's some noise in the background. Is there a car? Someone's in a car. Can you mute your phone, please? Thank you. So, anyways, Christ sent the disciples out, and he didn't say just go to wherever everybody and go see everybody else who's successful. He said go out in the world and touch those who need help that aren't that way. So somebody can be very, very, very poor, and they're ready to make changes. You can help them. There are some people who are very, very poor that you can help, but they're not going to change. There's some people who appear to have everything in life that you could possibly think of, and they're spiritually and mentally broke. Your example can make the world of difference in their life. By the way, because they've learned the lessons of prosperity, they probably become more prosperity, especially if they serve others. That's the window. That's the area that, because we live in a favored nation, guys, we do live in a favored nation, and I don't care what your skin color is. You are fortunate to be alive in America today. A man can go from nothing to become president of the United States. The system works. It's proven. Now, there are other people they'd like to have what the man who became president would like to have what he has, but they got to be willing to go and fight the fight and do what he did to get to where he is. Well, folks, we have people that don't want to do that. They just want the benefit. I'm going to give you a message right now. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. somebody paid for whatever you got when you get something. There's a price on everything. And so what we do is we teach people and we help people and we give people the tools to overcome and become. Our goal is to help you do that. And now, well, what we're doing is we're working to help others to get there. This show is all about that every day. Our title is our theme. If you go to the paperwork filed with the federal government, helping others by helping them help others is the filed government bylaw of the Hope Collection. Then you look at Golden Rule Society, and what does it say? Help others, treat others like you want to be treated. You see, that's the Golden Rule. We live the Golden Rule, and together we're going to be an army that's just going to keep making a difference in this world. And, you know, you heard Kim earlier, and we met her, and she turned around, and we met in a bank one day 15 minutes before this show. And I invited her on the show, and now she's sitting in my living room. We just went and did some stuff this morning. We've gone shopping. She's actually attending our church and her family, her kids. They're having a great time. So, you know, I will tell you that as I'm talking, I'm being interrupted, so I can't finish my thoughts. So I want everybody to think for a moment. What can you do today to make someone's life better? Whether it's a family member, that's really good, because sometimes we don't necessarily. I'm not perfect. You guys might not have noticed this. I'm still learning to have patience. But sometimes my patience gets really, really interrupted, and I have to deal with it, and it's getting tough sometimes, like right now. Now, folks, I want you to know, Len Kane, are you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm ready to lay some wonderful information on to the listeners, but I don't want to interrupt you.
I'm ready to go. Need you to interrupt me right now. You got to get me out of trouble.
Okay, here I am. Well, thank you kindly, Ron, for the good words and the good thoughts and all the wonderful guidance that you have been providing to people in need for all these many, many years, ladies and gentlemen. He is a classic man, and I think I mentioned he's one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. We have 24 senior advisors, people who are successful, who are willing to give of their time and their talent to help make it a better world for everybody. And that's what you're listening to right now, that you can share and tell everybody. Here's one of the organizations that I'm very pleased and honored because I'm a part of it. And when you go to the website, I'll do it again, www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, Golden Rule Society, .org, simply means we're qualified. We're a charity in California, in the entire United States, and recognized in the world. So when you go there, what you want to do is you want to visit an organization called Intiva Health, INTIVA. And that's an acronym. The guy that put it together, he was wounded in combat. He's a retired Marine, medically retired. And after he was retired, he went to college down there in Texas. Did wonderful things technology-wise. He's a sharp, sharp man. And he put together the Intiva Health Program, information, and they did technology, video, all those good things are the Intiva. But here's the thing. He's one of our senior advisors, and we became partners in the program he was putting together, and I said, I think we can help you. So we got in there, and what is now Intiva Health is the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And I like to give it a simple example because it's free. for openers. But people, one gentleman said, you know, I've been having these little glitches in my get-along, and it hurts, and the doctor gave me an ABC pill, and it's not helping. And the doctor said, there's nothing he can do. So what he did was he contacted the Intiva Health Program and told them what the situation was. And they got doctors there, they got nurses, they got scientists, people all working together. I call it a synergistic program because they're all working together rather than just one person trying to be the big hero in the world, working together to make it a better world. And that's why we are number one in the world supporting the medical industry. So this guy went there and he says, well, here's, I talked to the doctors, but they said, and he gave you the ABC pill? They said, yes. Well, don't take that. Take the XYZ pill. And I'm simplifying this for as, just as an example. He started taking a different medicine, and his pain went away, and he's a new man. And as simple as that. The nice part about it is the Intiva Health Program helping everybody. We're number one in the world, and we're going to want to stay there. Because we had an example, too. Which was one guy called up. He says, hey, I want to be part of the program because I've got the cure to cancer. And he was just so blatant, not maybe just bragging about, oh, I've got that vision. And they all looked on and says, dear John, you're wasting your time. That program has what you're working on, you think is so great, has been tried a number of times, and it just doesn't work. But do come on board, join with us, that we can all get together, working together, and we're going to find that cure to cancer. And they're not only working on cancer, they're working on the medical industry worldwide. And being number one worldwide is a nice place to be, because they're working together to make it that way. So check it out. You can't have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. And that's the nice part about it. We have one more, and I want to tell you, well, we have a few more, but I want to tell you about it. We have a Wise Traveler program. And I'll give you another example. Membership in the Golden Rule Society is free. You just gone on there and say, yes, I'm a member. No fees, no nothing. And by the way, 51 years, and we're all non-paid volunteers. That's the nice part about it. And whatever we get, we give. People make a donation to the Golden Rule Society. We pay for the electricity and that sort of stuff. But we don't have the money to pay people just to do it. They're all volunteers. That's the nice part about it. But anyway, this one guy, he was going on a business trip from San Diego to New York City. And he was going to take his wife with him, and he called the airline, and they said, yes, oh, let me see, round trip from here to there and back, that's going to be $1,000. And he said, well, you know, I'm with the Golden Rule Society for their kindness and the kindness campaign and their Wise Traveler program. I said, oh, you're with the Golden Rule Society? Let me see. No, it's only going to cost you $500. Wow, he saved $500 on his first attempt, and you can keep using it. I have no control over what discounts that the people, and whether they're planes or trains or buses or big ships or what have you, if they're going to give you a discount, they determine that. I have no, I can't tell them to cut it down to 25% or anything like that, but it's available. But also I advise, don't try to get a trip on an airplane on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or 4th of July. Those busy holidays, the seats are all taken, usually. So they're not going to be giving discounts. But when they have empty seats, they would rather give it a discount so that they can get some income rather than just an empty seat. So that's what they do. And that's the thing that you should take advantage of, and the opportunities are there. And wonderful stuff. And I just love it. There's another one that we have that is so very not so well known, but it's a prescription discount program with savings up to 80% of the time. But here's the deal. You don't see it advertised, but you go to the doctor gives you a prescription, and you go to the drugstore, and you say, okay, here's my prescription. They say, well, that'll be $100. And he says, they say, well, I'm part of the prescription discount program. Oh, yeah, well, let's see. That'll be $50. And I'm just using sample figures and numbers because they all change. But why not get discount if you can get it? That's what's available to you. So that's what's going on with the Golden Rule Society. And I think somebody wants to come in and add some to it. But we have another program. I want to tell you about this. Right now, we have a program going on where you can be in business for yourself. You can have a home-based business. Does not allow no heavy lifting, no this or that and the other. But you can help people save money on what they're doing. Why not? You get rewarded for it. They get the discounts and all that sort of stuff. And this is what, again, kindness campaign. So take advantage of it if you want to. But there it is, and we're working on that, and that's going to be available, and you'll find it on our Golden Rule Society website as we finalize it and make it perfect for you to take on. Now, I'm going to let the person that was wanted to say a few good, kind words jump in and tell us what you have, and we want to hear it. God bless. I'm here to help, and when you're finished, we'll take it on. Go ahead.
Well, Lyd, you've done an incredible job because you listen off some of the most impactful services that the Golden Rule Society and then we've joined with you with to be able to make available to all our listeners. And by the way, there was a saying going around the country a couple of years ago that was real popular. It kind of died off a little bit right now, but it's called Pay It Forward. That is a good movie, believe it or not. And, there was some controversy because one of the actors had some problems. But the movie itself, Pay It Forward, literally teaches everybody how you can make a difference. When you know something that's really good, like you're sharing Intiva Health, a lot of people don't know this about Intiva Health, the Hope Collection. I know you're not just a board representative member. You're an active board member of the Intiva Health company. And it's been listed as the number one supporter of the medical field of any company in the world. And I will tell you that status is because what they do. You mentioned a couple things. I'd like to show and share with some other folks on the call today. You know, you've seen the commercials on TV where everybody's got, this company's got gummy bears. They're all the vitamins and food supplements and prescription drugs are all coming in the form of gummy bears now. Well, that material that they make it out of is a gel. And that gel has to be made to be pharmaceutically safe and pure. That's the first qualification. The second thing that's really most desired is organic. Now, when you have prescription grade and organic qualities with your product that you're going to put in your body, that's considered the best of the best of the best of the best. Well, Intiva Health is number one. Last month, they actually did over $1 billion delivered of those materials. And I will tell you, you ever heard of CVS? Have you ever heard of Whole Foods? Well, those are just two of the major companies that are contracted with Intiva Health to get their supply to make their vitamins, to make their pharmaceuticals available to the public. When you go to those stores and purchase their products, vitamins and food supplements and prescriptions at their pharmacies, you're getting Intiva Health product. And they are just, Len, I know in December you went to the dedication ceremony of the new plant. The reason they are able to make it so good is they own the plant. It's paid for. They are not in debt to somebody operating their plant, so someone has to buy the cheapest stuff you can get to make the product. No, they get the best. And that's what Intiva Health is all about, is they provide the best. You can go online. Well, anybody listening on this call can go online to Intiva Health and take a look at it, and you can pick out services. There's one really, really good service I want to recommend. You were talking about making sure that the medicine you get is going to work in your body. They have a medical test. You can buy it. You can buy it privately directly from them. I will tell you it's $150. But it's a test. They do a swab. Like, you remember when we had COVID, we got a test to do anything, go out the door, see your mother, whatever, you had a COVID test. Well, they use the same test swab, not the same one you used, but clean, and you take the swab and you send it in to Intiva Health. They run tests and they check your body against a whole myriad of different pharmaceuticals, and it will show what will work in your body. It won't do work in the body. It's genetics. They do it by testing genetics. And it's so incredible that you can protect yourself from getting sick, from the medicine the doctors give you. And I want you to know that is a common issue in today's world, that a lot of people, you ever say, boy, that medicine made me sicker than this. I was ill, but I took the medicine and got sicker. That's because your body doesn't accept that product. Intiva Health can help protect you. And by the way, some insurance companies, medical policies cover that. If they don't, the security of it is $150. Let me tell you, I want to have $150 worth of protection. I have a sister who has MS and other complicated issues, and she can't go under to get anesthetic because she's allergic to most of the anesthetics. They have trial and error. They found one that works for her, but she almost died because she had an allergy to the anesthetic. So, guys, if you want to be in a position to protect yourself or one of your loved ones or your children, find out how Intiva Health. And you can contact them. They'll talk to you. They have people who will talk to you. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of that. And we want to thank Captain Len Kane because it was his insight and his involvement in helping make that available. And he brought it to Hope and the Golden Rule Society, all the folks that we love and care for. So, guys, as we close the show today, I want everybody to realize we are totally committed in every way, shape, and form to make this better, the world better, your world. And so sometimes we have a lot of passionate people that join the call. And sometimes as we're talking in our passion, we get carried away. And I hope nobody will let that prevent them from realizing what everybody in the cause of the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society is all about, making a difference. And understand, we have people who care and they have great passions. Give them the benefit of the doubt that when they're sharing their passions, they want well for what they're sharing. So they're not there to do anything to destroy or take anybody out or do anything bad. We don't do that here. What we're here is to make better. And if one of us has ever overstepped the line, it happens. I'm not saying it's legal. We're not saying that's okay to do that. We're saying, guys, when we do it, let's have a forgiving heart. As Len Kane would say, let's be kind. Let's be kind to each other. And I thank you, everybody, as you called on the show today. We're going to have a great week lined up next week, and please join us. I know there's some special guests that are going to be coming on the show on Mondays as heroes. We're going to be interviewing some new people that you've never met before that have done some outstanding things in this world and are doing it still. Tuesday, yes, Mary, go ahead.
Monday is our special show highlighting Juneteenth.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mary, for jumping in. I'm so glad you made the announcement. This is really cool. Are you going to be interviewing that gentleman I know that's actually been in my home that I've traveled with around the world? is he going to make the show?
Maybe.
Okay. I believe in case
we
I
got a bunch of surprises.
Oh, okay. See, Mary is always full of surprises. Okie doke. Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you, Mary.
Tune in Monday.
Yes.
Thank you kindly. God bless you all. Happy days.
Bye now,
Bye now.